Hey, everybody, and happy Wednesday. If you're here, you're tuning into the After Buzz panel for Survivor. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. This is episode 7 in the 35th season. Get to getting. Mike Rippey's back in the studio with us tonight. Dom is not here. She's sick, but hopefully at some point in the season we'll all be back together. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno.
What's up, everybody? I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. I am Timothy Mike.
I like it. And I am Mike Rippey. I am back. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips.
We're glad you're back.
Yes, we are. We are. And thank you guys, everybody, for joining. Everybody in the live chat, we love you guys. Make sure to let us know your thoughts. It really adds so much to our panel, and we're so happy that you guys are tuning in. You guys, we're merged. So episode 7, we're right in the middle of all this. So we have 11 people left now.
Yep.
Your overall thought on the episode, how it went, who went home tonight? Do you guys have any, like, overall just thoughts on
Been hearing from a lot of people. They've been very critical of the season, saying that it's kind of boring. Mm-hmm. I feel like now with them, but everybody was really excited. The consensus that I got was everybody was excited about the merge. Hopefully it gets a little more exciting. And I'm not going to lie. I think that this episode didn't disappoint. I feel like this merge really upped the stakes for everybody, including the viewers. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't blindsided. I think Jessica was. But I like where this is going.
Yeah. Now. Well, I think part of it too, like you said, a lot of people are saying, oh, this season's a little boring or whatnot. I think people were just so turned off by the theme, the Hero Hustlers. It's just so much in one theme. And it's like still, even after tonight, after we emerge, it's like the heroes versus the hustlers versus the, I can't even say it. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, they've been split up for a while now. We're still talking about it. It was like millennials versus Gen X. We got to a point where like, we need to stop talking about just millennials versus Gen X, you know, it's a group game now, and I hope that we see it kind of that way from now on. Mm-hmm. Although, who really knows?
Yeah, Mike, what'd you think?
Well, I thought it was interesting just to see how broken down the LaVou tribe was before the merge.
Oh my gosh.
That Ashley was just eating straight sugar.
Like that straight
was the,
sugar.
That was the original fun dip, remember? Like, you know, that was actually
you had
fun
a piece
dip
of sugar to dip into sugar.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But you're right, there's been so many different titles and names and tribes, and from healers, hustlers to the different tribes. It's hard to keep it all together. So now that they're merged, it's interesting to see how that's playing out.
Yeah,
definitely. Speaking of them going in and just literally eating raw sugar, I just thought like Devin before he looked like he was going to pass out. Like, he's walking, and it's like in these moments, we kind of forget how hard Survivor actually is until we see this actually playing out. Because a lot of times, you know, they have a little food, they have this. But they were saying they were literally starving. There was not one calorie in their body. But then I'm wondering, like, can't they go fishing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They can go.
But they don't have enough strength to do it.
Right.
Or actually catch the fish.
Yeah, catching fish is actually pretty hard.
That's true. It just seemed like they didn't even have the energy to get in the water to do it. Like, poor Devin was like, this is actually the saddest day of my life.
I just found it really interesting that Devin was the one, not that he was complaining as much, but I felt like the men on this show are such babies. Like, first we had Cole, like, last episode passing out because there was enough food. Devin was, like, the main, and he was, like I said, not complaining.
Yeah.
But he was the main voice of, hey, we don't really have much
food.
Well,
honestly, I didn't think of the fact, like, I was like, wow, Cole is being so annoying. He's such a baby about it. But, like, once Ben brought up that he literally doesn't have, like, 1 pound of body fat to burn or to work off of, you know, the rest of them have some fat on their bodies.
But they also, like, said that was no excuse.
It's not an excuse, it's not an excuse at all, but I'm saying, like, I didn't really think about it from that point of view that Cole actually doesn't have anything to burn,
I mean, if you're going to look at it like that, we could also say that women have more body fat percentage because women do.
Or JP maybe doesn't have any calories to burn either, then.
Right, yeah.
He also doesn't have any calories or fat, body fat, because he eats all the food himself.
That's true.
He doesn't share it.
Yeah.
But also, just a note, when they showed how sad the LaVou tribe was, I really enjoyed how Survivor threw in, like, the movie background music that was, like, really setting the scene right there.
Really,
it was, like,
intense.
Really depressing
it
and
was
sad.
Really,
like, it
was
their last moments.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was crazy. So before we get in the merge, I noticed right away at the top of the episode just kind of how cocky to me. It seemed like Chrissy was being right away. Like even when we start walking to what they thought was going to be reward, and they said, "Oh, Allie's the next one voted out." You saw in her face that she was kind of like, "This was me." Like, you know, just a smirk on her face, and she just seems so cocky, and like it seems like she's just getting way too confident. And we obviously saw that tonight. I'm glad she got some votes against her because like, she needed a freaking wake up call.
It's a reality check. Yeah. I agree.
She even said she thinks she's dominating.
Oh my gosh.
She said that she's in a power position.
Yeah, that both guys, she was saying, you know, both of these guys are closer with me than they are with each other. And, you know, she was just getting to that point where I was like, something needs to happen where she can get a reality check because she's annoying me.
I will say this about the episode because Thomas McGee kind of like said something a little about foreshadowing with Ben. I'm going to say I'm really proud of Survivor this episode because I didn't really see that much foreshadowing going forward to the final vote.
Yeah.
So that's why I said in my intro, like, it was a little bit blindsiding, but not as much. But I'm glad it wasn't, like, overly foreshadowed.
See, I wasn't sure, though, because the second we kept seeing all this from Chrissy, I was like, I have a feeling that something's going to happen. I mean, she obviously didn't go home, but you're right. They did do a good job because I did not see Jessica going home at all. You had said that you might.
Because what I've noticed this season is they're not showing us those other conversations that they're having because of the foreshadowing. They want us to be surprised at Tribals. So I'm glad that the writers are, or the editors or whoever is doing it, because I like being surprised.
Yeah, definitely. I was definitely surprised by Jessica tonight. If you guys don't know, then you hadn't seen it. Jessica goes home. She was blindsided. We thought it was going to be either Cole or Joe, but we'll get into all that goodness. But for now, I mean, we're merged. This is like the most exciting part of the game. It's, you know, the playoffs, basically. Now Survivor starts. They have purple buffs, which are gorgeous. I actually just got a buff the other day.
No,
yeah, I should have brought
it
in.
Why aren't you wearing
it? I know. It was from Millennials versus Gen X, I think. Okay. I went to like a Survivor party with like one of the guys that works there, and he gave me a buff. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
Okay, yeah. We'll talk about it after.
I'll wear it to the to the finale, maybe.
Okay. Well, we need to get our buff so we can wear it to the finale.
Yeah. Okay. Well, order one on Amazon.
I will.
kind of team player is that? All right.
Shady.
That's her tribe. Vote you out.
All right. Well.
Great. Thanks, Mike. We're voting you out, too.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm really, like you said, this is like one of those key moments in the game. The merge is what a lot of people look forward to. And like I said, especially this season, because a lot of people have been giving it critiques that it's been a little boring.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
When he was like, drop your bus, which we knew was going to happen because
we knew.
The Soku tribe was down to three
But we
people.
Also went in with this big challenge set up. And you were like, so do they not play this now? And I was like, no, I think they still will. And like, they didn't, obviously.
I was a little baffled, but I was like, so did they just build this whole thing just for like a
shit
up
and
that's it?
Guess so. Yeah, they built it all for nothing, I guess.
Ben called it he said, this is the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, to get to the merge is any kind of accomplishment for a Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like Ryan was saying, it is like the playoffs now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So we see, though, they kind of, you know, tease them a little bit, scare them that there's going to be no merge feast, and everyone's freaking out because they're so hungry. But we find out that Outback Steakhouse is coming. And that
because you're shady, that's why. Thank you, Thomas.
Sorry, real quick. Thomas and the live chat LOL page has been taking lessons from Jeff, just being straight savage.
What?
Savage.
Get one on Amazon, bitches. But anyway, so Outback Steakhouse comes. It's a little what's that word when you like
restaurant? No. Takeout restaurant.
No,
what?
But like when you use a brand in your
advertising?
Yeah, it was like good advertising for Outback, whatever. Yeah. So they see that they can make these steaks individual order, and Ben literally panics, freaks out. I mean, in the best way.
Yeah, but hold on though. But Outback Steakhouse is really good.
It is.
Because
really
I just want
good.
Everyone to know I had my 10th birthday party there.
Oh.
I love Outback Steakhouse. The one thing they didn't do tonight, and they could have done, they should have given sweet potatoes, not baked potatoes. I'm just going to say that for real.
Also didn't have the blooming onion.
All right, good.
Which is really
disappointing. And you guys out there, if you go to Outback, what is your favorite dish?
I want
to
know.
I've never been Outback. And here's the thing. The good advertising, because as soon as they were eating at Outback and I saw that steak, I was like, damn, I'm going to need to go to Outback.
We're definitely voting you off.
I didn't have my birthday parties at Outback. I had my birthdays at McDonald's like a freaking peasant, Mike.
Yeah.
I was a McDonald's birthday girl, so.
Hashtag not a sponsor of the Survivor After Show.
Okay, so they get Outback. The steak looked phenomenal, by the way.
Once again, Outback, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but they can be if they want to throw us out.
And Devin instantly gets his energy back, of course. But we see at the feast that, you know, right away there's some little things going on because some people haven't met other people before. Like
or seen
Chrissy
them in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or seen them in a while. So, like, Chrissy and Joe, for example, had never met, and Chrissy was not Hav and Joe.
I still don't think that they've met.
No, they haven't.
Yeah. Which is funny because we brought this up about, I think it was like two episodes ago when we were worried about Joe and just his attitude and how when the merge happened, he was going to rub people the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
So far, Christy's the only one that voiced it, but I feel like other people will as well, too.
Absolutely.
Especially after, we'll talk about it.
And at the same time, Christy was talking to Ben, and Ben is like, kind of doesn't want it to be so out there how open she is with the...
Right, yeah.
She's so confident.
Well, also, she gets there right away and just says, yeah, we're all good, just so you know. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
how'd she do it?
What about... Just so you know. But what about the relationships that Ben's formed? Like, she doesn't think about anybody else. It's just like, well, I'm the freaking leader of the pack, so I hope that you'll jump on board because we're good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Ben's kind of like, hey, I don't want to talk in front of people. And he kind of says something that stuck with me. When he went to the merch, he said, well, you know what? There's no teams now. It's all about me and my family. Yeah. And I really like Ben a lot. I think that he's going to do well as we continue to move on. And he's just showing how much stronger he is.
Who's Ben's on what team?
What was he on? Heroes.
He's on my fantasy team. Thank you, Matthew Royer. Let's go, Ben, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben did say that. I wrote that down. That was a good point, Ben.
And wasn't Eric the one last week that said hashtag Team Mike?
Yeah.
And I was like, I know. We think of things together, but we know Mike Rippey. Yeah. The great and powerful.
One
thing we didn't mention about Christy is that although she immediately is talking strategy and she notices Joe, she does bring up the topic like Joe had an idol, maybe he'll have another idol.
Yeah.
She's the only one that brought that up.
Immediately. So that was actually impressive.
I thought another thing that was interesting was that Jessica's little, you know, after her little whatever speech, she said that she ideally wanted it to be the Yawa Five, which was her, Lauren, Mike, Cole, and Ben. And then they were going to try to swing over Joe and Desi.
Yeah.
Which I find interesting for the other vote. But I just found that to be interesting.
Well, and Joe had said to Cole, why would you guys bring in Ben? He's going to flip on you in a second. And I'm kind of wondering where that's come from. Who knows?
I think they're just creating it.
I think Joe also makes things bigger than they are all the time. Like, he's obviously just, he's a character and he likes to pump things up regardless of if it's said or not. He says fake stuff, fake news.
Truthfully, imagine this season without Joe, though.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
they
no.
need Joe.
They really do. Yeah. Because Joe's the villain, and how villainous is he?
I don't think he's that much of a villain.
He's just obnoxious, and he's the only one that actually is that obnoxious. I think Chrissy's a little annoying. I think Jessica's a little annoying, but they're not like
this Joe. This season would be really dull if there was no Joe.
That's true. I never thought about
that.
But
he's at least throwing some like...
Yeah, thank God they brought him
which
in.
Which is funny because I feel like that's why Survivor is getting such a critique this season, or the beginning was, because there is no clear villain. There's no like somebody that you're like, I really hate you.
Yeah. And it's like we're getting annoyed by people like Jessica just because she's talking about like she keeps talking about being a virgin and how she's just like
and she's infatuated with Cole and blah blah blah.
Yeah, all she talks about is Cole. Like, I don't care about her relationships. Like, all she talks about is boys and Cole. And I'm like, are you five? Like, I don't it's just too much for me.
So you like Jessica?
Well, I mean, she seems like a nice girl that I would maybe hang out with.
Anytime that Jessica wants to come into studio and talk to us, come on.
Yeah, Jessica.
Oh my God. I think she seems like a nice person that I would maybe hang out with outside of Survivor. I'm just not really liking her storyline on Survivor. They're just, maybe she's just saying things and they're only using those things and not showing more of her.
That's
fair. All we've seen from her from the editors is about how much she likes boys.
It's fair. It's a fair assessment.
Do you think that her game was affected by Cole?
Yes.
And her infatuation.
100%. Yes.
But I do think that she was playing a good game. As much as she was talking about Cole in her private interviews, I still think that she was a very strong player, which is why she got voted out.
Yeah, but I think, like, even at the end, when she's talking about, oh, this is so sad, I have to go home. Well, I really hope that me and Cole can get together. It's just like, and she said, oh, I didn't know that a game could break my heart. I thought that only boys can do that. And I'm like, we're still doing this. At the end, you just got voted off and you're still talking about Cole.
Maybe she'll get that date.
Yeah. War Hero 99 brought up an interesting point. Is the person eliminated tonight on jury? If not, why? I know that Jessica's not on the jury because Jeff would have said it. Is it nine people?
Yeah, they probably just haven't got to the amount of people for the jury yet.
It's nine people that are left, right? That vote? Or is it 11?
How many if they go to Ponderosa?
No. How many people are on like the jury?
Everybody that's from the merge.
I don't.
Jessica's the first jury.
When you go on the when you make it to the merge, those people are on the jury. So Jessica is the first person in the jury.
Okay.
Correct us if we're wrong, everybody in the live chat. But that, as far as I know, is.
I'm just surprised Jeff didn't say anything. Like, first person on the jury. He usually says the first person voted out, first person on the jury.
Maybe they weren't sure when they were filming what the situation was going to be at the time.
Yeah, Thomas McGee says it's been a while since the first post-merge boot did not make the jury. So I think that's, you know, how it's going to be. We were talking a little bit earlier about how sometimes, you know, the first episode after the merge is kind of frustrating because it's like you don't know who's on what alliance, and all we hear are just names being thrown out. And yes. I don't even remember who's on Healers. I don't remember who's on Hustlers or Heroes. It's just so much information. What I got out of it was, so we have, basically post-merge, they wanted to do a Heroes and Hustlers alliance. They wanted to knock out the Healers.
Yes.
So Devin and you know, Ryan and them wanted the Healers out, but Lauren actually wants to stick with the Healers. Mm-hmm. We see in the end that she did end up voting with them, but she was not, she was pretty hesitant about it. And yeah, so then right after that, we do hear that the first name being thrown out is Cole.
Yes.
So it's either between Cole or Joe, as they're saying. Basically, the reason they... Ben throws out Cole's name because he says he's making mistakes, you know, eating-wise. He basically just runs around camp and eats everything and doesn't share his fish with anybody. And basically, he doesn't really have conversations. We saw tonight that he did for the maybe the first time, but yeah. He thought he had Jessica in his pocket. He's fine.
And not to mention, Cole isn't that smart, so I can understand why they would want to put him up because he didn't see that secret advantage.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You're talking about him not being that smart, and he said he actually said he was looking. He thought about the fact he had to look for it,
and he pulled a nail out of the pack of nails where the clue was.
His interesting way of looking.
Yeah. We see Mike and freaking Joe like digging mm-hmm. for miles, but this one can't even lift up a thing of nails.
Right.
I can't. I just thought that was really, because I just didn't want to.
I bet if it was food, though, he would have found it.
Oh, yeah. If there was food inside there.
Everybody is taking lessons from Jeff tonight. I need to get on board because we've got some shady people up in the house.
But
you guys, now I feel bad that I was throwing shade at Jeff.
Stop. We're just playing around. You should throw shade at me, too, but you don't care about me.
Yeah, but I know you. You know that I'm, I feel like if Jessica ever watches, she's gonna hate me.
But what was interesting to me about the Cole conversation with Ben was how Ben said that he has offended him the entire time. That was ruthless.
He said that in a private interview.
Even after Cole came to, you know, apologize, and it seemed like Cole was genuine in that moment. I actually was like, he actually seems like he's being genuine, even though he's kind of clueless. But he was apologizing, and then Ben was just literally just like, almost savage, like you are there, where he said, basically, he's offended me the entire time.
Sorry, if he was genuine, he would have apologized before the immunity.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But how about this?
I don't necessarily know that he has the aptitude to know that he should have apologized immediately. That's
he knew
all.
After he didn't get that immunity, so he knew he had to cover his ass.
Probably because Jessica told him to. Honestly, no, I agree with that. I literally have that. I was like, why? You know, I think his apology sounded sincere, but why? We always say it comes now. Why now? Why don't you go to them ahead of time? He never made any conversations before that.
Yeah.
It's part of the game. I mean, I agree.
Well, I just wish, I just like when people try to make those relationships beforehand a little bit instead of waiting till the last minute. I mean, sometimes that's what happens, but I don't know. I think he could have gone earlier. Really quick before we get into individual immunity. So Mike basically, everybody wants to vote for Cole, except Mike's kind of against it because he thinks that it's going to undo everything he's done up until this point. And he basically tells Cole that Cole's on the chopping block. You're kind of shaking your head at this. You think that's the wrong decision?
No, obviously, because we see what Cole does with it. And we knew that was coming. And Mike saw what Cole did when they were on the tribe together.
Right.
And we saw that Cole blew up Jessica's spot about the immunity idol, and mm-hmm. now he's going to tell Cole more stuff. I was just frustrated.
Yeah, I always think telling anything to Cole is kind of bad territory because you never know what he's going to say. Like you said, I really don't know if he has the capacity to know what to do or not.
Cole is always playing telephone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Constantly playing telephone.
Right. As for individually immunity, this is our first individual immunities, and I like individuals so much better than group challenges.
Oh, me too.
It's just so fun to see everybody get knocked out one by one.
I think what I love the most are the colors that they get.
The colors?
Yeah, I don't know why. I've always
looked
at the colors. I don't know. It's either I'd want a fun color. I would never want yellow or black. I'd always want
purple
or pink or red or some bright color. But I know that they draw hats. I get they draw shows, whatever it is. But I
need this color.
I just always
fighting.
Love the colors that they
could you have lasted longer than Ryan?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Ryan lasted 2 seconds, you guys.
But then again, this is a new challenge, so nobody's done this before.
But everybody else lasted more than 2 seconds. I mean, I like Ryan a lot as a player. It's just funny because we've been talking about week after week about how, oh, Ryan's great, but he's just not really great in challenges. And then, we keep seeing it week after week.
I thought it was like so soon that it was like a strategy, because you know, once you start winning the individual immunity challenges, you go on people's radar. Like, people start to target you. So when he dropped so soon, I was like, maybe this is a strategy. Maybe he'll say it was a strategy, something.
See, you're right, because people at this point don't see Ryan really as much of a threat. They're kind of just see him as like working with him. I don't even know. I think he's strategic for sure. But I think that they just automatically think that he's not a strong player.
Like,
do you guys agree with that? Or, well, physically, definitely. But I think because of his physical inability, they might, they don't really even think about him as a strategic player either.
I think,
can Ryan win?
Yes. Can Ryan win?
Yes. I think that we've established this season that they are not just targeting physical players. I think they're targeting the people who are the smart ones. And exactly like, you know, the vote tonight.
I think he could win, but I always get so mad like that when, I mean, I think you need to be strategic, but I really like when people can play the physical game too.
You know? I'm going to disagree with you, because just based on this challenge, we're always saying like, oh, physical this, physical that, like target the physical players. But the main buff guys, JP, Cole, Devin, they were all out. It was down to Desi and what's her, Ashley.
This wasn't about how strong you were. This is about more kind of
your focus.
It's still about endurance though. Like, you still have to have endurance the last 40 minutes on there.
And especially when you moved to the smaller portion of the, it was like, your core, you know. But, I mean, they were up there. So Ryan drops first at 2 seconds. But, I mean, then we keep going. And the girls are up there for 38 minutes. That was the last time we saw. It may may very well have been longer than that. But speaking of Jeff being a savage, I just do love how literally 4 times he went back and forth. So how many times longer are they staying up there than Ryan? And it was just so funny.
It was really funny.
But I think Chrissy, too, like, they had mentioned later on back at camp that, oh my gosh, she's so smart, she's just spitting out these numbers like that. I think that might have been a disadvantage to her.
You think so?
Yeah, to say all that out loud.
It didn't occur to me.
Because Lauren said that. And I think Lauren has been playing an interesting game, because Lauren is she looks like she's really playing kind of beneath the surface. I'm expecting some big things from her making moves. I'm not sure how far she'll go, but she's got things simmering, I feel like, because she doesn't like Cole for sure. And I don't think she's fond of Chrissy. She's looking to take people out.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I just want to take a step back when you said Lauren doesn't like Cole, because when Jessica was talking to Cole on the beach saying like, hey, you can't do that food stuff here at this, like, where everybody's around, Lauren was there she said, no, you can't do that. Like, she agreed. Like, I felt like Lauren was trying to, like,
and she said, hey, Cole, we're just looking out for you.
Yeah.
Although she didn't vote with Cole tonight.
I just thought that was interesting, because I was like, oh, maybe Lauren, maybe they had a conversation that they didn't show us. I was like, maybe they are getting along.
She kind of, to me, she wears her emotions on her sleeve, though. So it's so obvious what Lauren's thinking about every situation.
I disagree with
you.
I don't
think so. Yeah. I think that we can tell when she's like in a bad mood or she doesn't like somebody.
Yes. But I never know where her mind is. I never know who she's
it's
with.
Not like Michaela, where you would see every single thing on her face.
It's different than Michaela.
Yeah, everybody's different than Michaela. Yeah, but I just think that, like, Lauren, I think that she plays more of a, like, she states her opinions, but silently.
Yeah,
you know?
She's in the background a little bit. I'm saying, I think that it's going to be interesting to see. I think she's got some moves up her sleeve.
Yeah, I think she's always calculating what's going on. I do just want to make a comment about how poor Mike makes this comment to Jeff, like, tries to be snarky and cute, and then drops.
And then drops his ball.
I'm like, oh, poor Mike. But
poor Mike. What I found interesting tonight was Desi and Ashley had two different methods to this challenge, and I thought it was interesting because it was a brand new challenge. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever done this challenge before. Desi was kind of going slower. Ashley was going faster. Mm-hmm. What would your guys' strategy have been?
I feel like it kind of just, whatever comes to me at the time, I'm just going to have to go with it. I'm just going to have to go with it and hope that I don't drop.
I'm going to go with the Desi strategy since she won.
Yeah, that's true. I was actually going to go with Desi, too. Just even before she won, I was like, I think I would go slower just because if the ball started, like, skipping a little bit, you can go faster.
Yeah, that's true.
Meanwhile, like, if you're already going faster, if you go even more faster, like, it's going to, I don't know. That was just my thought before she won. But
yeah.
I'm glad that she won. And this only proves the fact that she is, like, our new Allie. And it proves the fact that Desi is in the running for
She's a badass. Wasn't she, like, Miss Virginia or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like her a lot. So back at camp, we were talking about a little bit about Cole and Joe. So they were the two main votes. And they know it. They go to talk to each other and they say, you know, it's kind of, I'm hearing your name thrown around and vice versa. And Joe kind of says to Cole, he's like, in my mind, I should be either one or two in this game because I found an immunity idol. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And just being so cocky, like typical Joe.
I thought he was saying that it's not surprising that his name is on the chopping block. He should be one or two.
I thought he meant I should be number one or number two in this game.
Didn't he input himself into that whole entire conversation, though, when he said basically that they, Jeff talked about hearing names, and he's like, no, 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 there's only been like three names being talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of out of nowhere. He just put himself in there.
Yeah.
And then just let him go for like a minute, and he just becomes, and he's like, gets enraged. Breaks out his idol.
He's like, what?
And then Lauren even said, like, this is crazy. Lauren was like, what is happening
What
right
is
now?
Going on? We'll get into Joe bringing out his idol. But with the Joe and Cole talk, we were saying about how Cole gets kind of wishy-washy, right? And he basically tells Joe, here's my entire alliance, and this is exactly who I'm voting with. Like, as if Joe can't go to those people and try to work something out. I'm like, Cole, you're not thinking about anything.
Because then he name drops Ben, and Ben was supposedly working with Joe. And now Joe is having second thoughts about Ben. Like,
and
this
Ben
is
and
why
Joe
we can't
did not
tell
work
Cole to- anything.
They didn't work together.
They didn't, but at the same time, Ben was trying to play, not, I don't want to say both sides, but Joe, I mean, Ben was trying to get his like strategic move on, and here goes Cole messing it up for people.
And I want to point out the fact that Mike was the first person to throw out Chrissy's name, and he got his entire alliance to vote for Chrissy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think it's smart. Like I said earlier, I thought it was smart to vote for Chrissy because, you know, she's the smartest one, and she's clearly been the most strategic one thus far. Mm-hmm. Who, did they have anybody else in their back pocket that they wanted to vote for, or was it just always Chrissy?
They just had Chrissy.
Yeah.
To my knowledge. Yeah, they only had Chrissy.
Yeah, and Chrissy also goes to Ben, which they did work together, obviously, so it worked. But she was kind of like, I was nervous for a second because she's like, you're not talking to me because you're playing it cool, right? And he's like, awkwardly, like, totally not believable, totally unconvincing. He's like, yeah. But, I mean, he did, so whatever.
Yeah, but then we go over to, like, Ryan, Chrissy, Devin, and Ashley, and they're talking about sending Cole or Joe home, but then they were pretty smart because they were like, well, what if they have an idol? Or what if one idol, somebody plays the idol? So then they throw out Jessica. So not only do they have a plan A and B, but they also had a plan C, which is Jessica. That's the only time that we
heard
Jessica's
name. Which is
who
they went with.
Right, which was surprising because I didn't think they would ever get to plan C.
So what was the reason you guys think that they voted for Jessica rather than Cole?
Because she's smarter. She is smarter.
Yeah, I think. I think they probably get rid of more of a threat.
Yeah.
It was Jessica.
Yeah. Well, and they said they want to split them up.
Exactly. They didn't want to split them up, too, because Ben even noticed that Cole, he was worried about Cole and Jessica being together.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
And I think Cole without Jessica is kind of like, he's on an island by himself now.
Oh, yeah, and totally. I suppose, you know what? They couldn't vote for Desi, obviously, because she had the idol. Like, looking at the alliances, I mean,
why would they ever vote for Desi, though? Even if she didn't have an idol.
Because she's strategic and she's strong and she's a good player.
So is Jessica and so is Chrissy.
I don't think Jessica's as strong as the rest of them.
I don't think
I think Chrissy and Desi are on a higher pedestal than Jessica.
I didn't think that Desi was as strong as Jessica before this. I think that Desi has been playing very under the radar.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, Jessica, if you notice at the tribal, Jessica, Cole, and Mike have never been to tribal before in 19 days. This was Jessica's first tribal and ironically she went home.
It's her last tribal.
So here's my question then. So we saw plan A, B, and C. Cole as A, Joe as B, Jessica as C.
Yes.
So they obviously opted for Jessica rather than Cole, but why not Joe, especially after he whips out his idol at Tribal? Why don't they just flush the idol and then have the rest of them?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, they did flush the idol. They didn't
But
at the same time, I feel like they realize that Joe is such a live wire that he's going to get himself in trouble at the end anyway. And probably nobody will vote for him at the end because he's so obnoxious. So you have to start, like, thinking about these things. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Joe flushed his idol on his own anyways.
Right. So it's like, I mean,
and I guess they wouldn't, sorry, that was kind of, like, now thinking about it, because they wouldn't vote for Joe because then their person would go home because he had the idol. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mike's like, there you go. Now you're thinking. I'm like Cole in this case right now. Sorry. Like we said, the post-merge episode is so confusing sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My strategy at this point right now when I'm watching is I don't even pay attention to some of the past stuff as far as who was aligned with who because it changes so quickly.
Yeah.
And there's been with the three tribes in this season and then into three new tribes and now we're into a merge. It's just too many small relationships to really know who's with who outside of what we're seeing in real time. So it's like there's a little bit of the past I take into account, but otherwise it's too confusing.
Yeah. Way too confusing,
Eric Olin in the chat, Cole lasted longer than Jessica, just so you know. I was just answering his question, so I guess.
Cole lasted
longer than
Jessica.
In
Survivor
35. Yeah,
right?
If you think about it, because...
But Jessica's waiting at the end for a date.
Oh my God, she's waiting. So in the end, we see Jessica, Cole, Joe, Desi, and Mike vote together. And now Chrissy's maybe going to have to look out next week, and maybe she'll get a little less cocky in hopes.
Maybe Joe will get less cocky.
No.
Well, Joe, no, I mean, we saw, happen, I mean, yeah. Maybe he'll find another freaking idol, but we see him for next week.
I just thought it was funny that from the beginning, or not even from the beginning, but right after the immunity challenge, Ryan puts out, like, it's got to be heroes and hustlers versus the healers. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened tonight.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. So who lost their fantasy person?
Me. Mike. No, you did.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You
had Jessica. So Jessica's well, on
wait,
my team.
Also, can we just talk about Joe sabotaging a little bit more? I mean,
yes, yeah, no, totally.
Because he just, he just gives up his idol, basically. But he also, at the same time of the whole idol thing, I felt like he threw everybody that was at Tribal mm-hmm. under the bus, basically. At one point, he just said, all these people talk too much, and then he did like a thing. But he was talking about everybody there. Like, I didn't understand what kind of gameplay that was, where you just isolate yourself to everybody. Because they're all, their expressions on everyone's face was like, what's happening right now? Right.
And then Mike's like imitating it.
When there's that many people left, how does he figure he's going to just continue to survive until the end?
Like, as a viewer watching him now, like, I thought he was obnoxious the whole time. Seeing him at Tribal tonight, like, I'm kind of like, all right, this guy's kind of funny. Like, he's
entertaining.
He's entertaining.
Good TV. It's entertaining.
But for the Tribal members, I understand. I'd be like, dude, come on. Like, get out.
If you're trying to win the $1 million, though, it doesn't seem like his strategy's really, like, that good.
But that's exactly why they would keep him around, though, because he is so crazy
and like,
obnoxious.
Is he really going to win at the end?
Right. Like, if I take you to the final, you might be, like, the one that they don't vote for. They would vote for me over you.
So you think you think he's like a top three?
I don't know. It's too early to call. I'm not calling Joe top three. I really don't
know. If
he's
in top three, he's a goat.
Yes. Yeah, or, totally.
Is that what they call it, right?
He'll be the bad Culpepper.
Yeah.
That nobody wants to vote for.
Aww. Oh, come Sport on. Man.
I'm sorry. Nobody voted for him.
But so, yeah, I can't get over this fact that Joe literally just took out his idol at Tribal. Do you think if he would have played it, like, obviously he just can't keep anything to himself. He can't be quiet for literally 2 seconds. But if he would have not broken out his idol, do you think he would have played it regardless? Or do you think maybe he just made an impulse move and was like, well, now I kind of got to play it?
I don't think he would have played it. But I'm glad, actually, that if he's going to play it, that he just makes a huge scene about it. Like, at least go out, like, at least be strong. Like, he was, like, super aggressive, and it is entertaining.
But he's like, you know what? I'm just going to take this out. I'm just going to leave it on, and we're going to see what happens. Yeah. It's like, well, I'm sure you're playing it, dude.
I think what I find interesting in that is that he says when he plays it, like, it's only right to start off fresh. I think it was a little bit of backtracking. I think that he already blew up his spot, that he has an idol.
And now you
have to play it. Otherwise, you're just going to be a target. They're going to flesh that idol out, and it's better.
But you're still safe another week, though. Next week, he could be gone. Who knows? I mean, obviously, he played the idol because he thought he was going home
but
tonight.
That's the thing. For me, it's all about, at the end of the day, this is a game to win the $1 million. If he's really trying to win the $1 million, what kind of strategy is having to play an idol to stay in the game when there's still 12
yes,
people?
Yes.
How, you can't count on winning the idol every week.
Right.
Or winning immunity or finding an idol. So, like, you have to have a strategy that's further than just... Right. I'm going to play this idol, and then that's the part I don't understand.
That's the thing. I feel like Joe doesn't really have any meaningful conversations when he's at camp. He's kind of gotten in his head, now I have idols, so I'm fine. And now next week, it's going to be more of a rude awakening for him because he actually has to have those meaningful conversations. I don't think I've seen him do that.
Well, here's the thing with Joe, though. I feel like now that the healers are on the bottom, if you will, I feel like Joe will be the first one to jump ship and try to like go over to the other.
Yeah, because people will want to work with him because they know nobody else wants to work with him, so he's another vote.
Yeah.
Unless he gets way too annoying next week and then they vote him off.
Yeah. I do want to ask you guys this question because Jeff posed it to Lauren. He said, what makes you a target? What makes you a target? And what changes from tribal, like what changes from tribal to tribal? I thought that question was interesting.
What makes you a target and what changes from tribal to tribal?
Yeah.
I guess what we saw in this one, being obnoxious and eating everybody's food, then you're a target. Because those are the two main.
But he wasn't a target.
Joe?
Yeah, he was never a target. They never wrote his name down. He was never a target.
But they were talking about him all day at camp, and he knew that. That's why he played his idol.
Here's my thing. If you didn't get your name written down, you were never a target in the first place.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. All he heard all day was that he was getting his name written down.
No, I'm not saying, like, as in, like, 2020 is hindsight. I'm saying, like, what do you think would be a target from week to week?
I mean, there's a few things. Obviously, being a strong player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strong in challenges or being loud, loud and obnoxious. mm-hmm. too overconfident.
We saw with that redhead guy at the beginning. What was his name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Patrick.
Patrick.
Overconfidence.
Yeah. Well, that's where I feel like was Chrissy's downfall, overconfidence.
You know who's just... I said this the last time I was on the show, which is a few weeks ago. Sorry. But the person that I really... I mean, JP.
You think he's going to go far, huh?
Man, he's kind of in the background now. He is in the strong. Background now.
He's pretty strong.
And he could start winning some challenges, even, you know. I mean, I think he's...
But does he have a gameplay?
Here's what happened. I don't think he did, but what happened to him last week makes me think that that actually was like... The time it made him think, oh, yeah, like, I actually need a game. And that's what it felt like his reaction was mm-hmm. when he realized what was happening at Tribal. Mm-hmm. And he got saved. And for some reason, I feel like that was going to be a foreshadowing of his game moving forward. He's the one guy I could see coming out of, not that it's nowhere, but...
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much out of,
out of like, out of like the main stronger guys. Well, I feel like Devin is pretty safe right now.
Yeah. Devin is actually pretty smart. He's actually shown that he's pretty smart in this episode.
I think he's strong and he's, you know, there like in all the challenges and everything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's done good with gameplay so far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Cole has any shot.
Cole's out.
No. I think Cole's out. He cannot freaking win.
Yeah, I don't.
But JP might be.
I think Ben is going to target Cole at some point.
Yeah.
Just to throw out Judy Hsu in there, she says she disagrees. I don't think they wrote his name down because they knew he had an idol, talking about Joe.
They might have had a conversation that we didn't see, but normally when they're all whispering right before Tribal, we see all of that stuff, you know? So I feel like they just went with whatever vote that was their original vote, and it just happened to not be Joe.
I think Jessica and Christy were their original votes. I think that Joe was never all... Like, they talked about it, but maybe to scare him or something.
Joe, like, wanted to be the one.
He wanted it.
He just wants the attention.
And that's why he was so solemn after he played the idol, because he, you know, everyone was like, damn, you kind of messed up. Do you guys have anything else we missed before we get into predictions?
Well, there's only four healers, four heroes, and three hustlers left.
Ooh. Well, let's stop talking about a hero versus hustler. But, yeah. So we're almost tied now.
Let's see where it goes, yeah.
All right, let's get into predictions with that.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. So we obviously see next week that there's a big fight going down. So it looks like, from what we saw in the preview, that Cole... just starts digging rapidly. Mm-hmm. He maybe thinks that he knows where the idol is, or he sees something, or whatever.
Or maybe he finds that hidden immunity idol that was in the nails.
Yeah.
Or the clue or something.
Yeah, or Chrissy, maybe. Maybe they both saw something at the same time and went for it. But Chrissy obviously is clearly fighting with Cole, and then she yells for JP to come back around.
I thought it was Ben. I thought Ben was...
No, she said JP.
Oh, I saw Ben, but maybe I was wrong.
I don't know. It looked like... I thought that she... Ben was running, but she yelled for JP. She yelled JP. Right?
Oh, see, I thought that, like, it was Chrissy and Cole fighting, and then all of a sudden, like, it was Ben and Cole, like, digging together.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I saw. Maybe I might be wrong.
But either way, it's going to be a big fight.
It's going to be juicy, because we've never seen somebody literally fight over an idol before.
Yeah.
I think they over-dramatize it.
Of course they do. There's probably nothing there. It's probably a scrap of food if Cole's digging for it.
Yeah, for real.
Shade point number one for me. Yeah, I got one.
Really quick, Chelsea M90 in the live chat says they switched to Jessica because they were afraid that Cole / Joe had an idol. They did say that they were afraid it might be Cole. But I don't know how they ever thought that Cole had an idol over Jessica. Yeah. Jessica would have an idol, if anything. So any other predictions? We didn't really give a prediction. We just kind of gave a recap.
I think Cole or Joe's going home next week.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I think Joe will be a huge target after this.
I disagree.
Because he keeps finding idols.
That is dangerous to keep finding idols, but I also...
It's also more difficult now to find an idol, just so you know.
That's true,
right? Because they're all in one tribe.
And there's 12 there's of them,
more
or 11.
There's more of them now in one tribe. It's much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think... I feel like he's so obnoxious that people would want to take him to the final because they don't think that he would get votes. Yeah. I think that they might start to target the people who are going to start winning the challenges. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know.
Desi?
If she doesn't win, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder how long, you know, with the idols, we see that, like, whenever we see them looking for idols, they find the idol because that's obviously what they're taping. But what if, like, when somebody finds an idol, like, obviously nobody else knows it, so they're all looking for idols. Like, how long do you think people actually spend looking for idols?
A long time.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
They're there for days. What are they doing?
Nothing. You're just searching and searching and searching. Well, that'd be miserable.
Hanging out, walk around, search.
Going on a swim.
I mean, they don't have much to do when there's not a challenge or a tribal or a meet. Right. Like, I mean, That's all they're doing.
Damn. Yeah. That's building, a long surfing, day.
Fishing.
Long days ahead.
I just have to say this. When they, like, went back to the tribal after the merge and they had, like, the new tools and stuff like that to build a new shelter, I would make the most bomb shelter because I'm so deathly afraid of bugs that I'm making the best shelter, you guys. It's going to have windows and doors. Bugs are getting in.
What if you were thrown on that, like, exile island and you didn't have anything to make a shelter?
I would probably just vote myself off.
Oh, my God. Bye, guys. I resign. Bye, guys.
I quit. Sorry.
Oh, Eric Olin live chat. Hashtag Team Mike Rip.
Of course. He's got to get that in before the episode is
done.
Wow. Appreciate it, man.
Cool, everybody.
Love, man. We love Eric. Our loyal fans. We do. Love our loyal fans.
Yes. Right. Thank you, everybody in the live chat, for joining us. That was Survivor Season 35, Episode 7, Get to Gettin'. Where can they find you guys?
What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in, everybody in the live chat. I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. And in the famous words of Joe, deuces.
Oh, my God.
And you can find me on social media at Mike Rips. That's right. My name is Michael Rippey. It's good to be back.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight. Give us a like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.